Blog Talk Radio.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. Is that what you want?
You are listening to the Honey Suite on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Tell me what you want. You like that, baby?
It's thickly packed and full of flavor.
That's what you want.
Listeners, call in 805-830-8320. This is your hostess, La Crush Hart.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and make you want me.
Now that I escape, sleep, walk away. Those who correlate know the world ain't kick. Jail bars ain't golden gates. Those who fake, they break. When they meet their 400-pound mate, if I could rule the world, everyone would have a gun in the ghetto, of course. When get the up and on their horse, kick around, drinking moonshine. I pour a sip on the concrete for the deceased, but no, don't weep. Why Clef's in a state of sleep, thinking about the robbery that I did last week. Money in the bag, banker look like a drag. I wanna play with pelicans from here to Baghdad. Gun blast, think fast, I think I'm hit. My girl pinched my hips to see if I still exist. I think not, I'll send a letter to my friends. A born again, a hooligan, no need to be king again.
Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. Ready or not, here I come, you can't hide. Gonna find you.
I play my enemies like a game of chess where I rest. No stress if you don't smoke cess. Less, I must confess, my destiny's manifest. In some vortex and sweats, I make tracks like I'm homeless. Rap orgies with Borgie and Best. Capture your bounty like Elliot Ness. Yes, bless you if you represent the fool. But I hex you with some witches' brew if you do do. Voodoo, I could do what you do. Easy. Believe me, frontin' niggas give me heebie-jeebies. So why you imitating Al Capone? I be Nina Simone and defecating on your microphone.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you and take it slowly. You can't run away from these stars I got. Oh baby, hey baby, cause I got a lot. Oh yeah.
Ready or not, refugee taking over. The Buffalo Soldier, dreadlock roster. On the 12th hour, fly by in my bomber. Crews run for cover, now they under pushing up flowers. Super fly, two lies do or die. Talk me high, only puff fly with my crew from like high. I, refugee from Guantanamo Bay. That's around the border like I'm cash.
Ready or not, here I come. You can't hide. Gonna find you.
Welcome to Full Fantasy Radio. I'm your hostess, Miss La Crush Hart, and we are definitely ready and full effect right now. That was the Fugees of Ready or Not, really old school song. Lauryn Hill doing her thing, Wyclef, Prize, all of them just doing their thing. Mr. Fugees, that album was nice. Anyway, folks, 805-830-8320 is the number to call. We are at the Honey Sweet right now. We're in the locker room. We're going to try this one more game. The chat room is open, and I am ready for you. I'm also on Twitter at Phone Fan Radio and also at La Crush Hearts. Also, we got the Facebook page popping, so if you want to make a comment, you got want to put your two cents in, by all means do so. We are definitely ready for you. In the meantime, between time, we're going to play some good tunes on air for you because it is a radio show. Once again, that number is 805-830-8320. Let's get back to the music, and I'll be right back.
First things first, I pop freaks all the honey, dummies, playboy bunnies, those wanting money, those the ones I like cause they don't get Nathan but penetration, unless it smells like sanitation, garbage I turn like doorknobs, heart throb never, black and ugly as ever, however, I say Gucci down to the socks. Rings and watch filled with rock. And my jam knocking your Mitsubishi. Girls teepee when they see me. Navajo creep me in they teepee. As I lay down laws like Alan Coffin. Stop it. If you think they're gonna make a profit, don't see my ones, don't see my guns. Get it? Now tell your friends, Papa hit it. Then split it in two as I flow with the Junior Mafia. I don't know what the hell's stopping ya. I'm clocking ya. Versace shade watching ya. Once you grin, I'm in. Game begin. First I talk about how I dress is this and diamond necklaces, stretch Lexuses, the sex is just immaculate. From the back I get deeper and deeper, help you reach the climax that your man can't make. Call him, tell him you be home real late and sing the break. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. That song on how it's so long. Thought he worked his until I handled my biz. There I is, major pain like Damon Wayne. Low down dirty even like his brother Keenan Seaman. Don't leave your girl around me, true player for real. Act Puff Daddy. You ringing bells with bags from Chanel. Baby Ben's traded in your Hyundai XL. Fully equipped CD changer with the cell. She beat me, meet me at 12. Where you at? Flipping job, playing car notes. While I'm swimming in your women like the breaststroke. Right stroke, left stroke, what's the best stroke? Death stroke, tongue all down the throat. Nothing left to do but send her home to you. I'm through. Can you sing the song for me, boo?
I got that good song, girl, you didn't know. I got that good song, girl, you didn't know.
We can cruise the world with pearls, gator boots for girls. The envy of all women, crushed linen, Cartier wristwear with diamonds in it. The finest women I love with the passion. Your man's a wimp, I get that as a good thrashing. High fashion, flying in the Allstate, sexing me while your man. Isn't this great? Your flight leaves at 8, a flight lands at 9, my game just rewinds. Lyrically, I'm supposed to represent. I'm not only a client, I'm the player president.
I got that good love, girl, you didn't know. I got that good love, girl, you didn't know.
Hey, Hey, welcome back. I am sitting here just jamming right now. 805-830-8320. Tonight we do have a topic. It's the locker room. First official episode of the locker room. And tonight's topic is daddies but not husbands. Yeah, that's what it's about. Dudes, we like to hear from you. 805-830-8320. The chat room is open right now. So shout out to people in the chat room. Okay, so daddies but not husbands. This is the locker room. Mostly tended to hear the opinions of the men. Menly, thoughtful thoughts are welcome, comments, and so forth. And I did get some feedback after the fact. I tried to do this last week, but it didn't go successfully. And I did get some feedback from the original topic that I had last week, which also included some questions and things like that. So I'm going to take a quick break, get my thoughts together, get my bearings together, and when we come back, we're going to jump into the topic because that's what we're here for. 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. I'm ready. I'm ready to get it popping. That's it. Nothing else to it. So if you're ready to get it popping, call me up. All right. Be right back.
Yeah. yo, yo. I see most cats will take advantage of you right now. But I ain't gonna do that, man. Right? I'm gonna give you the game, right? I'm gonna give it to you because I would want somebody to give my little girl the game. And she done found her S.E.
Life is a trip. Heard you just turned 17 and finally got some hips. Hustlers on the block go crazy when you hit your lips. But they just want relations, they don't want relationships. Your daddy knows your name. Everybody's talking about how much that girl did change. Can't quite put your finger on it, but you're feeling strange. Like it's fire in your veins. Cause it's wrong, just her delivery is white.
Shay, get your mind in this house if I see you with another girl.
Life is rough. You say that you're not ready for sex, but you're in love. He says if you really loved him, you would give it up. Mama says that's just a lie, guys used to get your stuff. Which one will you trust?
Drunk and love, yeah. Baby, like a skinny model right before her runway show. She the one in the back, nose running from the floor, and we did it on the floor. That's why she walking kinda funny, shoulda never put us on. Bitch, I'm only 24 and everybody salty. Nigga, stop your bitching. Everybody making money, we don't need to kick it. I'm chilling with my niggas, everybody got a crib. Did an album just to do it, dropping albums like a pill. Percocet, Adderall, ecstasy, pussy, money, we faded for a week. I don't sleep, fuck my enemies. Try to stay sane, it's like a full-time hobby. Everything I do, fake niggas always copy. All I wanna do is go on tour and drop albums. And if I live forever, probably drop 100,000. Dick made out of magic, my tongue got superpowers. I woke up in the morning, models passed out in the shower. And I woke up in the kitchen, say that I held it. This shit happened, oh baby. Drunk in love, hey.
Double whammy going on right now. It's muted all which ways. Welcome back to the show. Tonight we're talking about daddies, but not husbands. Yes, that's tonight's topic. So he's good enough to be your baby daddy, or vice versa. She's good enough to be your baby mama, but not your husband or wife. Where they do that at? Only in the US of A. There's a lot of baby daddies out there. There's a lot of baby mamas out there. But it don't seem to be a lot of husband and wives. Like, you know, they're not a wedlock. And the housing structure just seems to be in decline. The family structure seems to be in decline. And I just wanted to know, what are your thoughts about that? You know, what are some of the reasons that this happened? Why are you having babies with these women, or having, you know, these babies with these guys, but they're not husband or wifey material, if you will? 805-830-8320. Let's speak on it. I see I have a caller from the 225. How are you, Lady C?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Huh?
It was kind of a rough week, but I'm good.
It's kind of a rough week. It just started.
Yeah, well, I'm still hung over from last week, dealing with things from last week. So.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Yeah, so.
Aw, well, keep your head up.
I am.
Just stay on that up and up. It's going to look better real soon. So, I was going to ask you how your week, but you already told me. I had a bad week, too, but I'm not letting it come to me this week. I was very stressful last week. I didn't do shows. I attempted to do a show Tuesday, and then Wednesday and Thursday was just like, never mind. But I'm back. I'm trying it out again. I had the same topic last week, but it was just me on air, so I ended the story. I mean, ended the show like a half an hour, an hour and a half early, actually. So I thought it was an interesting topic. I got some feedback after the fact. Some people was having a conversation about it after the fact. But that was no use to me right now. Like, okay, you want to comment now? Really? Anyway. And it was, I thought it was a good topic. I really did. So it was a good topic. I'm getting feedback from it. They just not calling up. I don't know what to tell them. People are... Right. Everybody's liking it, but nobody's clicking the link. That does nothing for me.
I can understand the topic the way you say that. I've thought about that with people, and it's like you stick with them. And I think the biggest thing, so many people figure, well, if we get married, it's going to mess it up. And you're like, really? But you're staying together, so why not make it the complete thing? A lot of people think that that paper makes it, it's going to just go totally wrong. But you're living together. You've lived together for 9 years. You got 10
years. Right. Then that's the thing. Like, you do have those type of relationships where y'all been together 15 years, y'all got 12 kids, you know, y'all already doing it. And then as soon as they decide to get the paper, the relationship goes downward or something like that. I don't get it. How is that even possible?
We're not ready for that. We're really not ready.
But then you ask yourself, how long should somebody wait? I mean, you be in a relationship with somebody, you jump in a relationship with somebody, and how long do you wait
for them to be ready?
Okay.
And you bring that up, which is funny. Guy I'm talking to, he's not ready for that, but he wants keys to my apartment, but he doesn't want the paper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we just live together. I'm like, no, don't think so. You know,
and
that's going to mess it up.
And that's the thing I didn't understand with these guys. Like, you want wifey material, but
yes.
Yet you're not trying to put a ring on it. I don't get that.
Right.
You want to share the bills. You want to lay up in here, do your laundry, cook for you, wash, you know what I mean? Wash, do everything that I'm supposed to do if I was your wife. And you do nothing.
If you're not ready for the full thing, you know.
Right, you're not ready.
So ready.
And I'm like, is that just an excuse?
Or
they really miss me not ready for that?
But, I mean, if you're ready to be with this person 24/7, why not step up and be the complete 24/7? So if something happens, nobody else can come in and snatch away everything that you built together.
Right.
Which is why the gays wanted their marriages, because they were living together, and when someone died or something, the family came along, and they lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
And the family wanted nothing to do with them. That's the thing.
Nothing.
It's not even like they lost everything, but these people shunned their partner. Like, they disowned them and everything. So when push came to shove, I spent 20, and it's not no little time together, neither. It's not like it's six months or a year. No, we're talking about quarter of a century, you know, 25 years and better. Like, they were really in it to win it.
They were really, really a couple working for the best and everything. And they weren't married. They just lived together. So this is ours. We're the family. We deserve all of this. And we don't want them nowhere. They have nothing to do with the funeral. They have nothing to do with anything. They're not a part.
And how are you going to destroy somebody like that? Because that's what the funeral is for. Before you to say your goodbyes, they close, and then all of a sudden you come in, and now you want to be Captain Save again. Anyway,
I'm going to do this. But I knew a lady. I grew up with a lady. We thought they were married, and at every family function they came together. And when he died, they said best friend. I'm like, they weren't married. I grew up with this couple coming to the family functions as a couple, but they were never married. Oh, he wasn't ready. I'm talking 20 years.
Wow.
And you like, what? Hold up.
And then in some states they recognize that common law marriage? If you spend an X amount of time
together. But still, it's still hard. It's
family still can do what the family wants. If they don't, I think they recognize it, but you got to have the proof and all this. So it's still a big thing. It's a thing, you know. I'm with you. Why, if I'm living with you, I'd have had these children, but I'm not good enough to say I do. And we're not going anywhere. We're going to be together. We don't need paper to say we're going to be together.
Okay, so let's take it a step further. We have children together.
Five.
Not one, not two, but five, six.
Mm-hmm.
You got five, six children with these people. And they're not worthy then. That's why I'm turned off to the idea of marriage. I can't do that. I can't sit up there and put myself in a predicament where 10 years down the line, you're like, okay, I'm done. I want to move on. My heart is not going to be able to take that. Like, you know, we built, you know, in a, you know, I mean, there's more to it than that. But my, I'm not built for that life. I'm not about that life. I'm really not. I'm not really about that. So.
But I mean, if you're not, and you put it up front that that's, you know, that's not my goal.
Mm-hmm.
Don't sit there and then he, you know, we just going to hang. Okay, we just going to hang. We just going to be whatever. But don't come with all this other stuff. If we start having children, there's got to be something.
Right.
You're having children. And, oh, I signed a birth certificate. Oh, wow, that really makes a difference.
Right, or I'm there for 18 years. No, that's a lifetime. Whether it be your lifetime or that child's lifetime, that's a lifetime.
Right.
They don't, you know, you don't stop being a parent at because a kid done 18 and then they left the house. So I don't understand that concept neither. Like, oh, I have to deal with you for 18 years. No, you got to deal with me for the rest of your life
forever.
Or that kid's life.
Yeah, even
you
after
know?
That, you still have a connection.
Right.
Because when you have a child. And the sad part is these people have kids. I didn't know she was that crazy. That's why you need to conversate with somebody before you start doing the do. And then, it was only one time. That's all it takes.
Yes. That's it.
That's all it takes. One
That's
time. I mean, you're connected forever, like you say. It's not just till the baby's grown. It's for forever.
Shout out to Daniel. Daniel's in the chat room right now. He said he'll marry someday, but right now it's not for him. And, you know, we have this argument, oh, it's my body, it's my decision, you know, it's her body, it's her decision. But if a guy is stressing to you that he does not want to have a kid or he is not ready to have a kid, why would you you know what I mean, want to bring that kid in anyway. Why are you not listening to what he has to say? That's what I don't understand. Like, you just dismiss his opinion and his thoughts, and then you want to drag him to court, and you and this child is going through, you know, what y'all going through because you didn't want to listen. I mean, it goes both ways, but I don't get it. I never got that concept. Never got that mentality, I should say. Because I want somebody to love me. What? Mm-mm. No. I don't agree with that.
You, first of all, you have to love you. If you don't love you, having a child is not going to make it any better.
Okay. You are tuned into The Honey Suite with La Crush and Lady C. Yay! Hey, Daniel is in the chat room. Hello, Daniel. I see you. 805-830-8320. Press that 1. Give us a call. Right now, I'm going to take a quick break, play some music, and we'll be back to continue our conversation. And this is The Honey Suite.
What? Uh-huh. You know Hennessy's a friend of me, baby. Everybody look. Hennessy. Look at that. I told you I got the money.
And that's crazy. Prosecute liquor. I blame it on that. Henny. Ain't releasing from jail, but I'm freeing all of Remy. Feeling like Diddy, wrist covered with the rocks. Then I buy out the bar, leave straws at the spot. With the fan boogie, aka Henny Black. Out of lounge, at the bar, Rose, give me that. Don't drink, I just pour it on the women. All the way fast, it's the life I'm living. Fly as usual, while I'm about sacks. Hissy out every mall, I count racks. But your wifey looking at me, trying to get anybody thinking, man, jealous on me, and it's swag so sloppy. Two Scotty haters, jockey. Can't let my song playing by this jockey. Up in the club, on stage, the whole team. Shining by the waist, baby, look at how the belt be. BC, baby girl, yeah, you know us. Goons with the road up, belly with the throw up. Raise your cups, everybody getting weight. All I got is time, little shorty, don't wait. Make a hit, no, something like a singer. Don't know why I did it, so I start to point the finger at the...
Your computer. Then he'll do a virus scan to help get rid of the virus, malware, spyware lurking on your computer. For just $75 per computer, he can go in and get your computer working like new again. For more details, please visit his website at www.danielscomputertutoring.webs.com for more information on how to contact him.
It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love who we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw who we want. It's our party, we can do what we want. It's our party, we can say what we want. It's our party, we can love who we want. We can kiss who we want, we can screw who we want.
Cause we gonna go all night till we see the sunlight. Alright, body, we can do what we want to. It's our house, we can love what we want to. It's our song, we can sing if we want to. It's my mouth, I can say what I want to.
What's up? Just wanted to let you know that Phone Fantasy Radio is back on four nights a week, and it's search for some hot tracks to play live on air and our live stream. If you got that fire in hip-hop, R&B, pop, reggae, or spoken word, then send them to us for consideration. Visit us at www.phonefantasyradio.com to learn more about our submission guidelines. And remember,
if it's hot, La Crush Hearts will play it.
Only on Phone Fantasy Radio.
Because that is how I roll. Welcome back to the Honey Suite. I got my girl, Miss Lady C, representing Baton Rouge, Louisiana right now. Oh, wait a minute. Is Fat Tuesday about? Lady C?
Huh?
Fat Tuesday? Is that coming about?
Yes, today. That's today.
Today?
Today is Fat Tuesday. Aww. Yes.
I ain't had no beak. Aww. I had no beak. I'll flash for some beads. Do they really flash for beads, though?
Yes,
is that the tradition?
That's the tradition. They flash for beads.
Ooh,
and they say, throw me something, mister. And they flash.
Throw me something, mister. And flash.
Right.
Sound like my type of party. Show me something. Here's a nipple. Sound like my type of party. I'm no good. But what about you? Would you, you know, you've been in Louisiana. Do you celebrate it at all?
Sometimes. It's so many people. It's a lot. When they have parades, most of their parades are crowded. The Christmas parade is nothing. They're throwing beads, cups, the balloons, coconuts. They have so many different things that they throw out.
Oh, wow.
You can go to parade, you get candy, beads, necklaces, paper cups, plastic cups, hats. They throw whatever they decide, stuffed animals. They may throw them out to the crowd.
Wow.
And the people will be serious about catching this stuff. Like, I want that.
Oh, wow. Who doesn't like free stuff, right?
Yeah. So. Don't get in the way. If there's a person who's really into it, just step back and let them have their way. They will knock you down.
That sounds like something I would do. Like, okay, lady, it's not that serious. Not that serious. Yeah, you know.
And that's how I feel. I'm like, it's beads, it's candy. I'll go buy some candy. You know, it's good to have a cup for you at the parade. Yeah, but I'm not. No.
Right. No. I'm gonna come with all that stuff already.
But if you're in New Orleans right now, I mean, you may see anything. The guys wearing G strings, and they may have the cup on, or it may not be in the cup. But it just may be hanging with a string.
I'm coming next year. I want to see some hanging.
You will see it hanging.
I want to see some hanging. I'm about that life. It's Fat Tuesday.
Yes, and tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. So today they're going to party and party and party. And then
tomorrow they're going to go get saved.
Yes, they're going to be
get closer to God, walk around with the ashes on their forehead.
That's crazy. Oh my goodness. That's amazing.
And then they give up. What they say, they're celebrating what all they're going to give up. So they're going to celebrate. I'm going to give this up for a while. So I'm going to celebrate and have fun. And then give it up.
Wow.
You know.
That sounds good. Sounds fun. Mm-hmm. I ain't about that life, though. I don't want you stepping on my toes.
No.
I got bad feet. Mm-mm. You got to get you a rooftop. Rooftop view. You know what that reminds me of? Out here, we have Labor Day, we have a Labor Day parade, and it's like the Caribbean parade, like all the Caribbean islands come to Brooklyn, Eastern Parkway, and it's just like a strip, and they go up and down, they got the music playing, everything happens on there. When I say everything happens, everything happens. They shut down Brooklyn. It feels like they shut down my area of Brooklyn. Like, I have to have ID to get on my block. You know, when I was younger, it was exciting, you know, because you see half-naked girls with their colorful outfits on and everything.
Yeah.
It's like, now, I ain't going over there. Mm-mm-mm-mm. No. Look, now I know the dangers of it.
Right.
You know, when you were a kid, you only go there, and as soon as it turns dark, you out. So you don't see all the aftermath.
Right.
Now I'm an adult. I don't know when the last time I've been to that parade. I probably was a kid. It's just been that long. Oof. About 20 years. Yep. Since I've been there. That's just too much work. Shout out to them. Listen, it really is. They be going in. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, folks, this is the Honey Suite. We got a few minutes remaining. Lady C, daddies, but not husbands. You've been down that road already. There's a generation gap there, you know, socially.
Right.
Is it socially acceptable back then? Like, you know, when a teenager was pregnant, I thought they tried to hide it.
They did. Usually, I mean, it was you go off to a distant relative, and you know they say you had to go off somewhere, and you got and then you come back. Either you give the baby to a family member or something, you know. And it was like, oh no, don't tell anybody you're pregnant. You know, I had some friends, oh, you know, I left, and it was like, I did have a baby. I was pregnant. I wasn't sure. And what about the daddy? Oh, he didn't want it. Okay. Well, did you want your baby? He didn't want it, you know. But there's still these guys now who, they're not the daddy. But the thing is, now we have Dana, and they'll hang around. If you're going to get on food stamps and welfare, and you're not going to bother him, he'll live with you and still not claim to be the daddy.
Yeah, I've heard of that. You know, I went to an old-girl Catholic high school. And because it was a Catholic high school, when you, after they started showing, they used to send him to a different program. And, you know, things like that. So they would cover them, you know. They wouldn't want them to
right.
Read it. But one girl fought it. Her name was Tracy. I remember her. She fought it. She was in her senior year, and she graduated like the following month. And she fought it, and she told them she did not want to leave. You know, and then after that, all you seen was bellies. Belly. But they were saying it was also a liability, you know, situation as well. Because, you know, we had elevators, but mostly we were supposed to use the stairs. So that's how that works.
But there's always a reason they had that they didn't want anybody to know. We don't want to think that it's okay. Okay. Right. Just
shout
because she didn't hide it.
I'm sorry.
Just because she didn't hide it, they thought, oh, maybe they'll think it's okay. No. And you look back at some of them like, I really didn't want to, but.
I don't know. I don't want children. I'm not about that life. I don't, Lady C. You're not understanding me. I do not want babies. I don't like pain, first of all. I'm not into pain. I don't want it. I don't want to experience pain. I get a little bit of cramp, and I be crying. I don't want that. And then there's just all these other factors that play into, I don't know what to do if my baby came out deaf or blind or something. I don't want that. No. I mean, not saying that's going to happen, but with my luck, you never know. I'll be that one in 30 million. What is it?
Right.
Russ said no children for him. Daniel said he's open to the possibility of kids. And Lady C, we already know about you. Russ said they cost a lot of money and they smell bad.
They don't smell bad. If you keep them clean, they don't smell bad.
They don't.
No, you have to wash them yourself.
Right. Because when they get older, they start smelling.
If they smell bad, it's the mom and dad's fault.
Yeah. This is true. Hello to the word, to the wise. Russ and Daniel are all in the chat room. Okay, so we're talking about the whole baby dynamics, husband situation, its lack of. What are y'all thoughts? You got some men in the room. What are your thoughts about it, Russ? What about yourself, Daniel? I know y'all seen it. You know, what are y'all thoughts about the situation? You can give me a call, 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. I'm only going to stay on a little bit longer because we're going to shut it down. You know, we had a good time, had a good run, and I'm going to take a quick break. When I come back, I'm going to say my goodbyes, because that's what I do. On Phone Fantasy Radio. Later.
Many businesses fail before they are started, from the lack of resources or something as simple as not having a plan. We at Dreams Woven Support Network are here to guide you and help you sharpen your vision as you move forward in business. The time is now for you to create the life you want and to leave a legacy that your family can be proud of. To discover just how $8.97 a month will be the best investment you make for your business, we invite you to listen to a free call at www.dreamswovensupportnetwork.org.
Crystal, please go ahead and sell me out, and I'll
a special announcement from La Crush Hearts.
Hey, are you an independent artist looking for online radio promotion? Well, the new season of the Monday Night Jukebox Musically Inclined on Phone Fantasy Radio has started. And for only $5, we will spotlight you and your band on our segment called the Indie Blast. Receive a 15-minute interview with play of your hottest single. You will also get promotion on our social media profiles about your upcoming feature on our show. For an additional $20, we will create a featured profile of you and your band on our radio website. So place your order today. Visit us online at www.phonefantasyradio.com.
Press that 1.
We are at the top of the hour. Shout out to Laurie with Fall in Love. He is an indie artist that blessed our airwaves a few times. Shout out to him. What else? Oh, visit our website, phonefantasyradio.com. Upper right-hand corner is all our social links, Facebook, Twitter, iTunes. Yes, you can listen to this radio broadcast on iTunes. It's downloadable MP3 at www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. Also, if you have an Android or a BlackBerry device, you can get our brand new mobile app. Yay! And you can listen to the archives anywhere and everywhere you are. That's what I got popping right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Tomorrow is the Fantasy Limelight, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I will actually have some guests to come to the stage. Actually come to our studio, and we can get up all in their business. So check us out on the Fantasy Limelight. Like us on Facebook so you can get the updates and all that good stuff. Sound like a plan, Lady C?
Sound like a plan.
Okay, so we are at the top of the hour. This is a time where I actually have a honeypot question. And I forgot all about the honeypot. What kind of host am I? I do have a honeypot question for y'all tonight. It was, what are some unrealistic qualities that some women look for in a man? So guys, you out and about, you see this nice woman, you get up the nerve, you approach her, and as you get into know her, you realize there's some screws loose. Her way of thinking is just no bueno. So, you know, what's some quality that you've been presented with as a man, some unrealistic qualities or standards that women require of a man? Give us your opinion at 805-830-8320. Press 1. I'll let you on. Or you can hit us up in the chat room right now at www.blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. You can do that right now. What are some unrealistic characteristics you think, Lacey?
Unrealistic characteristics? I don't know. I mean, they're so perfect. Some of them act, they pretend to be so perfect, and they don't have a problem. And we all have problems. They may not be major, but don't act like you got everything together, and then, oh, I don't need you. But then you really want somebody to be there for you.
Yeah. I think that is definitely a no bueno. I'm independent. Mm-hmm. I can agree with that one. Oh, my goodness. Let me see. Okay. Russ is in the chat room. He says his hero, Dennis Coles, a.k.a. Ghostface Killer, says it's important for a woman to know how to cook and clean and obey her man and never ask and never answer back to him. What was that chuckle for, Lady C?
Oh, that's not going to happen.
Why not?
Oh, if she actually fits into that, she's a robot.
She's a robot.
And there's no her. I mean, she loses all of herself. A relationship is give and take and compromise on both sides.
In a perfect world.
Yeah.
It sounds good. And then when we get in it, we do the complete opposite anyway. You know, I'm just saying.
Yeah, but nobody gives their whole obedience. Even a child isn't totally obedient.
This is true.
So,
this is true.
Why do you think your spouse is going to be, you're going to do what I say do? I am the head of this relationship. That's a good thing. But the reality is you still have to give and take.
Yes, this is true. This is true. Russ says money. He got question mark money. Why you got question mark money? Did I misspell something? Oh. Yes, this is unrealistic. In this type of economy, you expect this man to take care of his household and come take care of your household. If he's not built for that life, I mean, that can be unrealistic for some women. You know, if you can't get it for yourself, why would you expect this man to get it for you? That's crazy. Mm. You know, I think, you know, guys say women are materialistic and so forth and so forth, and I think it goes both ways. I think everybody's to blame for that, you know, because I was trained, if you will, that a man is supposed to provide for the household. He's supposed to be the provider, the breadwinner, yeah? And she's supposed to be the caretaker, you know, she takes care of the household and things of that nature. Not being obedient, but that's how, you know, you was brought up as a girl, as a little girl, you was brought up that way. You know, you heard the old adults talking. They drop little jewels, as some people call them, on how to have a successful relationship or find a successful man and things of that nature. And one of those jewels was like, you know, he's supposed to be the head of the house. He is the breadwinner. He takes care of the bills. He brings in the money, the income. And, you know, you do your part as being his spouse and taking care of the kids and, you know, take care of that house that he's provided for. Okay. I don't know. What you think?
That's true. They were taught, you know, this is the man's spot. I think the biggest thing, when the war came, a lot of women had to step up to the plate in the wartime, and they got, hey, wait a minute. I can work, I can do this. Hey, if I were, I can do something. I don't have to just sit and cook.
Mm-hmm. Right. And you get tired of doing the same thing over and over again.
Right.
But then we got that, I don't know, we got that mentality, and everything just went downhill. Now we're just trying to find ourselves as women, I think.
Right. But yet women are still underpaid.
Mm-hmm. Right. You're still underpaid. You're still, and like I said. Right. Interesting. Okay. 805-830-8320. Call in and share your thoughts with us on what are the unrealistic qualities and standards that women require of a man. We would like to hear from you, fellas. Give us a call, 805-830-8320. Press that 1. We're live in full effect, and this is the Honey Suite. We're in the locker room right now. We talked about daddies, husbands, and we just thought, I'm not man bashing today. Some of the guys were like, oh, you're a man basher, when I'm not, so I thought I have a first Monday is going to be Manly Mondays. We're going to be in the locker room. So I'm going to think of some more topics to try to get some fellas to participate in the conversation. I'm working on that. So right now I'm going to take a quick break. Want to give us a call, 805-830-8320. Press that 1, and I'll be right back.
I'm saying, baby. See, sometimes sex gets in the way of love. Or maybe love gets in the way of sex. Either way, can you be a bad girl?
Of course.
Yo, watch this.
Is it bad? I prove it to you.
but I sure know how to.
Of course.
Bad girls wanna make love. Good girls wanna get fucked. And sometimes vice versa, depending on the situation. My heart lost its way. Encountered a few strays. Some were okay, and the rest was all the rain. Yeah. You ignore the ones that build you up, girl. And choose the ones that'll break you down, girl. You promise to be that guy. To sweep you off your feet. Make love in between the silk sheets. Yeah, cause you break hearts, you play games. Take pride in the making niggas insane. Put your ears in your chest, baby, listen what your heart saying. I can beat that kitty up all night, girl. What you want, cause that's as far as it goes.
Is it bad, bad? I've never been in love, I've never been. But I sure know how to fuck. I swing that good wood, I prove it to you. I can't promise that I'll be here with you. Cause I've had some issues, I won't commit, I won't commit. I haven't even, I haven't even. I'll put it down.
Big nigga hit it from behind. Got a way with words that you ain't heard. No need to speak,
no
your
need
mind.
To say a word. Yeah, I ain't trying to hear my love. I'm just trying to fuck and show you how I do. Baby, pee my moves.
I'm a winner in bed. Go to dinner in bed, baby.
Shout out to Daniel. He left for the night. And La Princess, she gave us her unrealistic qualities and standards, which are no flaws. They always got to be romantic, always at his best, even in hard times, which is definitely, definitely, I agree with. Lady C.
Yes.
I'm coming to the end of my show. Do you have any shout outs? You would like to say?
Well, yeah, just, I mean, hello to everybody in the chat room. And thank you for having me again.
Thank you for calling in again. Thank you so much. Thanks to Russ in the chat room. Thank you to the Drama Princess, a word to the wise, and also to Daniel for stopping by. I see 314s, I see the 512s, and everybody else that just supports us on a daily basis. We'll be back again tomorrow night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Also, Thursday, Crushing at the Dark, we're talking about threesomes. Yes.
Well,
the art of threesomes. The art of threesomes. Are they necessary?
Yes.
Do every guy fantasize about them? Do they really? And do women fantasize about them? Anyway, We're going to talk about that on Crush It After Dark, Thursday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, right here on Phone Fantasy Radio. Visit our website, phonefantasyradio.com, and don't forget to download our mobile app to get all the latest updates and things of that nature. Sorry. 805-830-8320. Lock it into your phone. And once again, thanks to everybody for supporting us. See y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Later.
Phone Fantasy Radio. Surely not your average talk show. Rufus Hart is a hostess. Super fluffy, flirty miss. From entertainment to enlightenment, this show you don't want to miss. Honey, freak of fantasy, limelight, musically and conscious, crushing out the dark. Phone fantasyradio.com. 805-830-8320. Monday through Thursday, 9 to 11 Eastern.